Greetings from the Pumpkin Patch and welcome, fellow Halloweeniacs, to the Jack-O-Lantern Press podcast on the Weird Network, where we discuss monsters and Halloween. My name's Michael Piccarella.
And my name's Tom Piccarella.
It's Monster Monday when Tom and I briefly profile a monster of the week. I'll give a short history, Tom will share strengths and weaknesses, and then we'll finish by mentioning a few cool items and some media that feature the creature. This Monday's monster, the killer clown from outer space. What you heard there were the sounds of some killer clowns from outer space from the 1988 classic film Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Tom and I just caught their act in the Evil Big Top at Gore Gardens Scream Park in Transylvania's Shadow City. Now we're wandering the scare grounds, and here we go. Just found a place in Kearney Corner to sit, eat our killer cotton candy, and chat about killer clowns from outer space. So Tom, I want to ask you this. What is it about clowns that creeps people out? More specifically, what is it about killer clowns from outer space that makes them so killer?
Well, I mean, first off, I just want to mention that Killer Clowns from Outer Space was one of the movies that was on my top five list when we were doing, I think it was a Halloweeniacs episode.
Yeah, I think it was.
And what makes them, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it's just the fact that clowns look creepy. And some clowns can look, happy or, something along those lines. But I think once you start seeing like a figure that could be happy and then all of a sudden there's like sadness driven with that red nose and the makeup on, there's just something weird about that I think really
like
triggers
something
people.
Something with the contrast, it's supposed to be happy, but it's not. And I think that's it. For me, I think like these guys, they're just fun. There's like a cartoon nature about them. I mean, they have like a popcorn gun. But then they're also aliens, so aliens are fun. But I also really liked in the movie the creativity. So there was the balloon animal dog that, the guy, he wants to chase down the two people that go in the ship, and he makes that balloon, the clown makes the balloon animal and the balloon dog, and the dog's like walking him toward the people, or like the shadow puppets where the shadow puppet actually eats that crowd. But I also like the wacky combination. They're aliens, but they're clowns. And then they're also just freaky. They're definitely iconic. And the world.
Do you remember? Remember when we were younger that I made that one
Wacky Island?
Yeah, Wacky Island. And I had all those cartoony looking guys. And I remember that they had like neat colors. I put tons of color. And I think that's what sort of gets me pumped about Killer Clowns from Outer Space, is because the colors are so neat. Later on in the show, I'm going to direct people to a specific site. And when you go to this site and you look at what they have there with Killer Clowns from Outer Space, dude, it's just like the color on the page is so neat that it makes you want to buy everything just because of how neat it looks. So
yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because I was even going to say, it's not even just these characters. I think like the carnival, the circus, fairs in general just have a cool atmosphere, but they also can be a really spooky atmosphere. And, like I was thinking when we made our haunted house a couple years back when you came down here, I love the posters, like the Sideshow Alley posters. Remember, I made all those posters, and we made kind of like a Sideshow Alley. I was always thinking, like, what a sweet haunt would be like an actual fair that they could haunt up. So of course you'd have the Spook House dark ride. You could have a creepy carousel, an Evil Big Top, so an actual circus tent, and the show would be creepy. You could have the Sideshow Alley with fire eaters, snake charmers, abnormalities. You'd have the geek, fortune tellers. And if you know the history of Halloween, you know fortune telling was a big tradition at Halloween time. And then killer clowns everywhere. So yeah, I think
if they... if they made like the carnies all freaked out too,
yeah,
and then they had, you know, the cool like colors and whatnot. But the one thing that I think would be really neat at a carnival is being able to like go inside like a circus tent and everybody sits down, and then, you know, somebody comes out and does like magic and stuff, but maybe has like a sort of Halloween sort of like you know, like a horror side of it, I think. I think that would be sweet.
The thing, like, I feel like they, you know, there may be like haunts or walkthroughs, mazes that may be themed around, you know, the carnival or the circus. But what if you actually had a fair with a circus, all the tents and everything, and you just haunt the whole thing up? Everything is haunted up, Halloween themed. I feel like that would be awesome. And maybe something like that does exist, but I couldn't find anything like that. So I guess if anyone knows of one, I would definitely love to see it. But I feel like you could have a full fair carnival / circus, and it's all haunted up, the entire park.
And yeah, that would be sweet. No, I agree. I think it'd be sweet if they had something like that.
But anyway, yeah, I guess we're getting a little off topic here. But... yeah, I guess, you know, right now we have our cotton candy and popcorn, and I have a circus tent. I mean, I have serious content on this monster, so I wanted to get going because I don't want this episode to be too epic. But yeah, anything else before we get going, Tom?
Nope, I think we should just jump right in.
All right, so without further ado, let's get this show on the road. And let's dig in.
On a grand carousel. Don't be a fool. Don't miss the spectacular big cock show.
All right. So for history and mythology of the killer clown from outer space, as described in John Landis's great book, Monsters in the Movies, under the section Space Monsters, Landis describes the time that killer clowns came to Earth as depicted in the movie. So he says, a flying circus tent from outer space lands in a small town. Dangerous aliens emerge who look like clowns, kill with custard pies, and unleash attack balloon animals. A nice piece of craziness, Landis writes about the movie, from gifted stop-motion animators, the Chiodo brothers. So, history of these clowns. According to killerclowns.fandom.com, it all started when students Mike and Debbie, on their first date at the Top of the World, a local makeout point, are quite intensely conducting their own anatomical studies when they're distracted by what appears to be a falling star plummeting to Earth. Curious, Mike and Debbie investigate, and after driving to a spot a few miles outside of town, they discover a weird glowing circus tent. Unknowingly, Mike and Debbie have stumbled upon the site of an incredible phenomenon. The circus tent is in fact the home of a strange alien breed, killer clowns from outer space. But these clowns are no laughing matter. So that's from killerclowns.fandom.com, kind of giving a little setup of the movie. So where are these clowns from? Well, obviously they're from outer space because it's in the title. But there's no real reference that I could find or that I remember from the film. I started watching the movie again today, but I wasn't totally watching it. I just kind of had it on in the background. And I don't.
Yeah,
really
they
remember.
They don't reference. Yeah, any so. Origin of where they're from at all. Nothing.
Yeah. So I would imagine there's a whole planet of killer clowns. Maybe not. I don't know. But there are definitely a bunch that come to Crescent Cove in the movie. So the fandom site states that these clowns actually have names. They're never revealed in the movie, but on the Killer Clowns wiki page, there are a bunch of names. So they've got like Jumbo, Fatso, Shorty. In fact, I have a little Shorty figure on my desk here. They have, you have Rudy, Spike, Slim, Bebo, Chubby, Frank, Joe, Megory, Storefront, Talls, Rosebud, Daisy, Baby, and a bunch of others, including JoJo the Clownzilla, Bash, Danny Crinkles, and a few others. Now, according to an article on Looper.com, before directing Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Stephen Chiodo and his brothers Charles and Edward made props, special effects, and animation for movies like Critters, History of the World Part 1, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. They may have been primarily known as special effects guys, but they also wanted to make movies themselves. In the Making of Killer Clowns documentary, the inspiration for the movie, Stephen Chiodo said, came from him and his brothers trying to figure out the scariest image they could think of. For Stephen, it was the idea of driving down a country road and seeing a clown peering at you from another car. It eventually evolved into the idea that the clown isn't even in another car, it's just riding beside you. So that was kind of where the idea came from for these guys. But going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, why are clowns so creepy? And I found a pretty cool video. It's a short video, maybe 6 minutes, on weta.org. That's W-E-T-A. It's a news source. And they're claiming that clowns have been creepy since the Middle Ages on through the Renaissance into the 19th century England up to today. The video states that clowns in general were never really even meant for kids, starting off as medieval court jesters that made fun of the social order of the time. Then there was the Italian harlequin or chaotic neutral prankster. Then Joseph Grimaldi and his white-faced circus clown. And we finally get up to the 1980s horror entertainment like Pennywise from Stephen King's It and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So I'll leave a link in the show notes for that video. It's a pretty cool little history just about clowns and where they come from and why they're kind of creepy. And again, it's really quick, so it's not like a ton of information, but you can get a nice little history out of that. Now, there was some Killer Clowns background that I found on that Killer Clowns fandom wiki, and it comes from the movie, but I do not remember this part from the movie. But it says that it was speculated by Mike Tobacco, he's the main character in the movie, that ancient man based their own pranks and human clowns, court jesters, etc., on the Killer Clowns, indicating that clowns had previously visited Earth from time to time throughout human history. Mike refers to the ancient astronaut theory in support of his idea. This theory is a popular pseudoscience that asserts man was visited by aliens many times in the distant past who shaped humanity's history and culture. It appears the only reason humanity still exists in spite of the clowns knowing where Earth is so that the clowns can let the humans keep reproducing and multiplying. Now, of course, the human race has always mistaken the clowns for harmless humans wearing heavy makeup and using bizarre behavior to mock people, but the clowns' circus-themed tricks and costumes are really used to conceal their true motives, which is to kill and eat people. Do you remember that part in the movie?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't. Yeah, that
was a part
again.
in the movie that they went into that much detail on their where they were from or that they've been there multiple times.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was quick. I don't. Yeah, I should know the movie better, but I just don't remember.
I mean, I've watched
that
thing a bunch of times for some odd reason. I just don't remember ever seeing or listening to that part. I'm going to have to go back and watch it again and look for it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's about the history, but I know I have all this stuff. I do have a couple quick little behind the scenes Halloween movie trivia for you. So real quick, the Chiodo brothers who did Killer Clowns, that they're the three brothers, They also did the creature designs for the movie Ernest Scared Stupid, which was 3 years after Killer Clowns was made. So in Ernest Scared Stupid, Ernest P. Worrell battles evil trolls on Halloween. As reported by BloodyDisgusting.com, not only did the Chiodo brothers work on the film, but they also repurposed some of the clowns from Killer Clowns to serve as the trolls in the Ernest film. So I'm going to leave a link for this in the show notes, but they kind of have these side-by-side comparisons of the trolls and the clowns, and it is crazy how they reused the masks on a couple of the clowns for the trolls.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, check it out. It's pretty gnarly. And then there's some other cool trivia on a Mental Floss page, which we'll also link in the show notes. And that article brings up, among other things, how the clowns' explosive noses in the movie were an homage to zombie cinema. And there are also some other things about how the movie spoofs a lot of the Chiodo brothers' all-time favorite monster movies. So the cotton candy cocoons, for example, are a riff on the pods from Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, and I did hear about something like that. That's kind of neat that they sort of pulled that into it.
And then also there's an obvious wink, it says, at the Blob with Steve McQueen. The first big scene in Killer Clowns finds a pair of teenagers making out in a parked Pinto when suddenly a meteorite crashes by their scenic lookout point. Even the scene where they're telling the cops what happened is very much like in the Blob.
Let's start from the beginning, all right?
Okay. We were up at the top of the world, and we saw this shooting star, and we decided to go look for it. But instead of finding the shooting star, we saw this circus tent. And that's when we went inside, and that is when we saw those people in those pink cotton candy cocoons. Dave, it was not a circus tent. It was something else.
What?
It was a spaceship, and there was these things, killer clowns, and they shot popcorn at us. We barely got away.
Killer clowns from outer space.
So check out that article, Mental Floss article. There's a bunch of other trivia, but interesting stuff about the movie itself. But I know that was a little more than just the history of the monster, but I feel like it was all cool stuff. So anyway, that's what I got.
All right, well, let's jump right into powers and abilities. And so I'm going to go into their powers. So what I have is wielding an arsenal of cartoonishly deadly weapons, these clowns possess abilities that appear almost supernatural. They're shown to be able to teleport, squeeze into tiny spaces, such as like inside like a pizza box or a clown car, leap several stories high, and produce various weapons and other objects from seemingly basically nowhere. I mean, they just pull them out of thin air, I believe. They also have the ability to create physically impossible shadow puppets, like rabbits and elephants, and then even in one of the scenes in the movie, they created that T-Rex with the glowing red eyes, and that can take out massive amounts of people.
Yeah, the shadow itself.
One of their abilities that I thought was interesting was the time in the police station. Jumbo, I believe, is the name of the killer clown that was in there, is shown to be able to detach and regenerate his hands at will, as well as spin his head around a full 180 degrees. And it's implied that Jumbo can also walk up walls and ceilings as shown by the colorful footprints he left behind. And then perhaps one of the most gruesome abilities that these clowns display is the ability to puppet a human corpse like a ventriloquist dummy by sticking their hand through the back of the body.
That is a creepy scene. That one.
It totally is. And then they also had mentioned, and most of this stuff you will find on villains.fandom.com under Killer Clowns, But they also, their bodies are extremely durable, so they can shrug off bullets and like blows and whatnot to the head without any issue. So you could beat the crap out of them. You could probably run over them. You know, you could shoot whatever the heck you want at them. It doesn't do anything to them. So they have clown ray guns. They're invulnerable, as I just stated. They have acid pies, popcorn bazookas, clown popcorn. They have a big top spaceship, and their strength is just like inhuman. It's just insane. And then their weaknesses, the one thing that I saw on their weaknesses was their big red noses. And when you shoot them or they're pierced, the nose pops like a balloon, causing the clown to spin around and in place before exploding into a shower of glowing confetti. So if you can figure out a way of getting something and pop their noses, then yeah, they're just dead.
You're good.
Right on the money. Otherwise, if you do anything else, I mean, I mean, maybe if you had like a tank or a car and you drove over and maybe got their nose or something, maybe that would kill them too. But there were so many clowns, and they probably, if you were on their planet, I mean, they would probably just keep coming. But yeah, that's their powers and abilities. There's not a crazy amount of stuff there, but I think in the movie, it was just really neat because they did take him out pretty quick once they figured out that the noses were the way to go. But still, I mean, to get to that point, I mean, you could shoot them, you could do all kinds of crazy stuff, but they got all these abilities too. So you gotta watch yourself. I mean, if they have a ray gun on you or the acid pies and they sit up and they're like tricky, you know, so they have like that edge where you know, you think you're walking into a place and they pull a prank or something on you. You know, that's also a tactic that they have. But yeah, I mean, those are the powers and abilities. The crazy part is even moving a little bit forward here, I started looking for other content, and it was kind of funny because I went to a website and I realized that on Steam, which is a game gaming place for all those people who don't really play video games, but apparently they are about to release Killer Clowns from Outer Space game. They don't have a release date, but it's by the developer is TerraVision Games and the publisher is Good Shepherd Entertainment. The release date right now just says 2023, but the trailer looks sweet.
Yeah, it does look cool.
And I mean, these graphics are amazing, and they even like have in the trailer, they have you know, the scene where they walk up to the house and the one clown's standing there with a pizza box, and then one comes out and the other one pops in, and it looks to me like you could play maybe the like a human, or you could play the clowns, and then the clowns you have to like get by them or something. But it's here's a description of it. It says, "Plan your own alien invasion and harvest humans as the iconic killer clowns, or gather a team of survivors to fight the extraterrestrial threat in a game based on the 80s cult classic movie. Welcome to a new crazy take on the asymmetrical multiplayer horror experience." And so it says that it's an online PvP game or online co-op. It's going to be cross-platform, so I'm assuming it's probably going to come on all the various platforms, probably PlayStation and Xbox and PC.
Yeah, I saw something saying, yeah, it was going to be on Xbox, PlayStation, so looks like,
I mean, this looks
everywhere.
This looks sweet. So no price. You can add it to your wish list, but when I saw this, I was like, oh man, I'm definitely gonna have to get that because that looks sweet. And then even you know, one of the other things, and this is what I was talking about at the very beginning of the show, is if you go on Spirit Halloween and you type in killer clown and make sure that you spell it right, killer, you know, obviously has a K, but clown has to be with a K. Dude, the stuff on their website is insane. They got ray guns. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's Spirit Halloween, so everything's pretty crazy with price. But they even have the cotton candy cocoon. It's 6 foot tall. I mean, that'd be sweet to have in a haunted house.
How much was one of those cocoons?
$150. They have a 7 foot slim animatronic killer clown that's $400. I mean, that thing is insane. But I mean, some of the other stuff, you know, like they got some characters. Those are even, unfortunately, still a little steep in price. The funny part was, is last year I bought a mug, and if you go onto the site and you type Killer Clowns from Outer Space coffee mug, the 20 ounce coffee mug, they got a couple of them, but the one for $9.99, which is the one I got, that's my favorite mug. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually drinking tea right now in that Killer Clowns mug. And dude, they have a couple of other ones that I think are really neat, and they got, you know, just a variety of things. They got bags. They even have an inflatable decoration that you could put outside of this huge killer clown. They got costumes. They got masks, T-shirts.
Animatronics, too.
I'm probably going to have to land the T-shirt. But yeah, toys.
I think they have a couple of animatronics, too.
Yeah, that's what I said at the beginning. The animatronic one, that's the seven foot tall one that was $400.
Oh, okay. I think there's a new one coming out this year, too. I'm not 100% about that, but I feel like I did see that.
They even have a door cover, which just looks sweet. I mean, this stuff is awesome on here, so I definitely go check it out. But that was the stuff that I was looking at. That was the powers and abilities, and then some of the other things that I was just looking at. But once again, I mean, this was one of my top five. And don't get me wrong, for anybody who hasn't seen this movie, it's total cheese. I mean, it's not the acting sucks in it. The effects are, you know, it's from the 80s. So, I mean, it's not like you got like the greatest, you know, special effects in it. But what's neat about it is the concept and the idea and the imagination that went into it. And I think that's what I liked about it the most.
Yeah, it's a low budget movie, and it's intended to kind of be campy and tongue in cheek. And what is cool, like the creatures are awesome. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. Maybe some of the technology, the film technology, isn't up to, you know, big budget standards, but the creatures are going to be. Of the great, you know, they're going to be up there with some of the greatest creatures ever created, in my opinion. I mean, they're pretty iconic.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I mean, I watched a ton of movies last year when I was sort of on this mission of trying to find all these other movies, because I've always been a classics person. And I mean, this, I guess you can consider this a classic, but I mean, I'm talking stuff from like the 30s and 40s and 50s, but Killer Clowns from Outer Space is sweet, and I definitely recommend anybody who has not seen this, they definitely need to go see it.
All right, nice. Well, as far as movies that feature the creature, well, there is obviously the 1988 classic film that we're talking about. There's the sequel that's kind of been in the works for a long time. IMDb currently says that it is in production, but I haven't found any other proof that it actually is. It is called The Return of Killer Clowns from Outer Space in 3D. And that is on IMDb.
I really hope that they do that. I hope that they stick with it. I hope they don't lose their budget or whatever, and that actually comes out, because that'd be so sweet, especially in 3D. That would even be better.
And it is the original guys. It's the Chiodo brothers. You know, they were the ones that wanted to do it. So it's not like the studio saying, hey, let's capitalize. Well, at least not that I know of. From what I understand, it's something that they've wanted to do for a long time. And, you know, it's not the studio saying, hey, let's make some money and let's make another one. So hopefully, you know, that is the case, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. As of this recording, Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights has only announced two mazes, neither one of those are Killer Clowns from Outer Space. However, the last couple years, they have done that maze, and Tom and I went through that maze. If you go on YouTube, definitely check it out. It is definitely one of the better mazes that I've ever been through. It's really creative. Like, you go into the tent, just like in the opening of the movie. There's the old man looking for his dog right there at the entrance. You walk through all those cotton candy.
Yeah, the cocoons.
The cocoons, yeah, you walk through all those clowns popping out. There's scenes directly from the movie. So it is really cool.
I definitely think, and don't get me wrong, I mean, a lot of the mazes that were there were really well done, but that Killer Clowns from Outer Space, they did a great job on that one.
Yeah.
It was definitely one of my favorites, but yeah, they did a really good job. I wish they would just bring it back, but maybe they're not going to because they had it so many years, but I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll see. They usually gradually release what mazes they're going to do, and right now, yeah, it's just two of them. Then, so you brought up Spirit Halloween, where you can get a bunch of Killer Clown merch. Here are a couple other places. TrickOrTreatStudios.com has some great stuff. Just type in Killer Clowns from Outer Space and a bunch will pop up. Also, FrightRags.com. That's Fright-Rags.com. TerrorThreads.com and CavityColors.com. All of those have really cool Killer Clown merchandise. There's also, and I need to send you this, Tom. This is pretty cool. There is a really cool model truck. It is the ice cream truck. Check this thing out. There is JoJo's ice cream truck from the beginning of the movie where those two brothers are driving that thing and trying to sell ice cream. So there's a little truck that you can get, which is pretty cool. So I thought that was neat. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. Then also from Waxwork Records, you can get the original score on vinyl. I'll leave a link for that. That's pretty sweet. It's got some great artwork.
Oh, dude.
And then...
Yeah, that ice cream truck is sweet.
It's pretty sweet, huh? So then also, according to Wikipedia, John Massari, he's the composer of the synthesizer-filled score for the movie, re-recorded the music with a full orchestra at Warner Brothers Studios in 2016. It said that he took like 2 years to put this thing together, but if you search it online, you can find where you can buy the CD, or you can find it on Spotify. It's even on YouTube. And it is pretty damn sweet. So if you've seen the movie, you kind of know that synthesizer 80s sounding score. He just like totally reworked that thing with a full orchestra. I wanted to play a quick little sample. So real quick, here is the a piece of the synth version of that score. Okay, and now here is that same piece in the orchestra version. So yeah, pretty awesome.
And yeah, wow, that's crazy, the difference there.
Yeah, it'd be pretty awesome if they kind of read. I know a lot of people hate going back and changing films, but it would be interesting to see that entire film with the new score, just to see what kind of experience that you get. And I know maybe part of the charm is that synthesized score, but I don't know. I love orchestra music, and so it'd be cool to at least see. Anyway, that's about it. So, yeah, come one, come all, and check out all this cool stuff. Now, if you're in Transylvania and you are looking for Killer Clowns, then you're going to want to hurry to Gore Garden Scream Park in Transylvania's Shadow City, which is where Tom and I are recording this episode tonight. And if you want to know how to get there to Gore Garden Screen Park, then you're going to want to get our book, Transylvania Traveler, which you can buy at the low, low price of whatever we have it right now at jackolanternpress.com. And you're going to definitely want to get that for the Halloween season. So check that out at jackolanternpress.com. And if you're just into spooky circus and carnival fun, I definitely recommend the Toby Hooper 1981 film, The Funhouse. I actually just got that somewhat recently. And it is such a cool, fun film about a carnival and a kind of spook house dark ride that has some killer carnies in it. And so I highly recommend checking that out. Then there's the 2015 made-for-TV movie R.L. Stine's Monsterville, Cabinet of Souls, and that has a really cool Halloween carnival in it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, definitely super fun. It's a young adult movie, so it's good for the family, and you know it's not like blood and guts, but it's cool Halloween fun. And along those same lines, there's also a three-part Netflix series called Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's still streaming as we're making this recording. And did you ever finish that whole series, Tom?
Yeah, I'm on the second episode. But okay. It definitely has good vibes in it as far as carnivals and kind of what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode. It definitely has that fun carnival vibe to it. But I haven't had a ton of time.
Yeah, and then one last thing before I'm done here, and that is I just got this hot off the presses, and it is the brand new paperback edition of Midnight Under the Big Top, Tales of Murder, Madness, and Magic, and it is a horror anthology of short stories from Cemetery Dance Publications, and it is awesome. I could leave a link in the show notes for it. I got mine from Cemetery Dance. Tom just got his from Amazon, so you can get it. It is packed with just
I actually cool just got stories. Mine today, and I can't wait to jump into this because it's going to have, I know this is going to have a ton of good content in there.
Yeah, I'm three stories in. I read there's a Stephen King one. His son Joe Hill wrote a story, and Neil Gaiman. I read those first three stories, and so far so good. Yeah. Anything else, Tom? Before we call it a night?
No, I think that'll do it.
All right, well, I think that is going to be it for this Monster Monday. Some of the circus music and clips in this evening's show come from the following: Hexathon by Dr. Goodsound, Midway and Krellsig's Castle of Fun from Midnight Syndicate's amazing carnival and Big Top-themed album Carnival Arcane. And I've been playing that while reading this Midnight Under the Big Top horror anthology I was talking about, and it's perfect for just this background evil carnival circus kind of mood that I'm getting myself in. So check that out while you're reading your own copy. Also, on the show today, we had Sweet Rosie O'Grady by Classic Carnival Circus, Calliope Music, Thunder and Blazes by the Big Top Orchestra, Killer Clowns by the Dickies, and various clips from the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Jack-O-Lantern Press podcast. For more about the Monster Universe and the Monster Revolution that's upon us, go to jackolanternpress.com. There you'll find our book, as I talked about earlier, Transylvania Traveler, which is a humorous travel guide to and through the Monster Universe. And you can call our pumpkin hotline and leave us a message with any questions, suggestions, or your impressions of the show at 323-761-0276. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and a review. It's a big help for the podcast, and we'd greatly appreciate it. As always, thank you for joining us, and we'll meet up again soon in the Pumpkin Patch.